Any sore heads, LFU? I've mine still a bit sore, I have to say. What a night it was, but welcome back to Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day, even if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, and even if you're sat at home. We have all of the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, need to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes that is Leeds United playing football. However, it wasn't dreaded at all in the midweek. On Wednesday, 8:15 p.m. kickoff against Chelsea, a lovely 3-1 win. Wow, what a game. I'll talk about that in a second, but of course, this is the Liverpool pre-match. So later on, we will be getting stuck into all of the pre-match talk ahead of today's game against Liverpool. So let's address the elephant in the room. And that was Wednesday night's game against Chelsea at home under the lights at Elland Road. It was mega. What a night. What a game it was. It was unreal. Let's see what I had to say straight after the game. Well, Leeds United 3, Chelsea 1. Wow, what a game that was. Everything was perfect. The atmosphere was perfect. The players were perfect. The formation was perfect. Everything just went right. We absolutely battered them physically, and that's what did it. Nemecha and DCL, fantastic performances up front, but that's just what we needed. A good launch pad for 3 points, especially against a team like Chelsea. I feel 10 times more confident for Liverpool now. I'd say I'm looking forward to Saturday. I really am. So it's going to be interesting to see what we do. But what a win that was. What a performance. What an atmosphere. What a night. Nothing like beating those boys from down south, is there? Come on, Leeds.
I mean, hit the nail on the head there. There is nothing better than beating those boys down from London. It was a great night. What a game. Just brilliant. So, the positives from it. It was a solid performance throughout the game. That first half, we absolutely destroyed them in every single way possible. Physically, we destroyed them. We didn't let them have a minute to breathe. We kept pressing the living daylights out of them. Honestly, such a good half of football. Second half, yes, we conceded a goal, which was disappointing, but we hanged in there. We didn't crumble like we've seen ourselves do in the past when we conceded a goal. It was just great. An unreal atmosphere as well. Those nights make it worth being a Leeds fan. Genuinely, the amount of crap that we get dragged through, and then we have a night like that where we beat one of our old rivals 3-1, and Elland Road is bouncing like that. That's what it's all worth for. Genuinely, that's why it's worth it being a Leeds fan. So, so good. Negatives, there isn't really anything. The only thing I pulled out, but I think, you know, I'm pulling teeth here, was the defending for their goal. I thought was extremely poor. Bogle, what was he doing flying in? And I think Goodmanson just got lost. I think he simply just lost track of where the ball was, lost track of where Neto was, and that just let a nice, easy tap in. But we scored 3 goals, so in the grand scheme of things, that conceding 1 goal doesn't really matter. But what a night it was. Let's do the Merv Awards. Here we go. So this is where we rank every single Leeds United player out of 10 that played. And of course, that amazing 3-1 win against Chelsea on that Wednesday night. And of course, we'll add up all the scores at the end of the season. And whoever's got the highest rated player is Lads Player of the Season for Leeds United. So let's crack on with it. Perry, I've given him a 5. He didn't have the greatest of games. Again, his distribution, I thought, was extremely poor. Question marks about him for Chelsea's goal as well, because he was standing at the near post and it managed to squeeze in. But he wasn't awful. We've seen Perry have much worse games than that. He just needs to fix up on his distribution, because we just needlessly just give the ball away all the time, and 90% of the time it comes from Perry. I'd love to see a stat for his goal kicks on the amount that actually make it to a Leeds United player. Don't get me wrong, we are putting the ball up in the air for those contested balls, but even then, it still should be finding a Leeds United player, or at least being in the area of a Leeds player. So if he sorted out his distribution, we're looking at a 7 or a 6, but it's just hard to look past that poor distribution from Perry. So giving him a 5. Goodmanson, I've seen a lot of people give him a player of the match. I didn't think he was player of the match, to be honest. Because don't get me wrong, I thought he had a good game. But I didn't think it was one of Goodmanson's best. I think for that goal, and I know I'm being probably really harsh here, I didn't think his positioning was great for it. And the only thing, this is what me and Dad said and what we found out about Goodmanson. Goodmanson cannot cross. Like, Goodmanson is awful at crossing the ball. Like, we've watched him so many times down that left-hand side because I said it during the game. I was like, hang on a sec. Goodmanson never crosses the ball. He always runs it to the byline, which, don't get me wrong, he is extremely good at. But I'd like to see crosses be added into his game because if Goodmanson could cross, what a player he would be. He'd look like even more of a steal than he is already. But I've given him a 7. He had a good game, but I didn't think it was unreal. I think that wasn't the best of Goodmanson, to be honest with you. We'll move on to the rest of the back line. Rodon, I've given a 7. Strike, I've given a 7. Both had very good games. Beal, 7 as well, even though he scored. They all had relatively similar games, apart from the fact Beal scored that header. Bogle, I've given a 6, and now I don't think this is Bogle's greatest game. Going forwards, he was good at carrying the ball forwards, but that's what Bogle does. But in terms of the end product, I didn't think he did anything amazing. And defensively, there was a lot of rash challenges going in, such as, like, you know, just diving in for no reason. He did that multiple times and it put us in areas of threat. And the reason why they scored, in my opinion, came from Bogle diving in and not standing up his man, because he dives in, Gittins can just run past him then, and the ball goes into the box. Neto scores. So I didn't think he had the greatest of games, Bogle, giving him a 6. Ampadu, the man of the match, giving him a 9. He controlled that midfield. He bullied that Chelsea midfield. I mean, there's that amazing photo of Enzo Fernandez looking at him, and Ampadu's just kind of giving him a look of, oh, what are you doing, mate? Get back in your place. He did some amazing tackles. Great physical battle in that midfield from Ampadu. He destroyed him, giving him a 9. Stack, I've given a 5. I just don't know about Stack at the minute because it's weird. I don't know what he contributes to this team in order for him to be a starter on the team sheet all the time, because he doesn't put any physicality into the team. He doesn't put any technical ability into the team. His passing is okay at times. I don't really know what he does. I don't know why we throw him in. But we have, and we ended up winning the game, but I just didn't think Stack did much. I just didn't think he had a great game, so I've given him a 5. We'll move on to Tanaka. Tanaka, I've given a 7. An amazing finish by him. He complimented Ampadu so well in that midfield battle. And the front two, Nemecha and DCL, giving them both 7s. Nemecha, I mean, it was offside, but what a finish that was in from him on the turn. DCL, great pressing, great physicality. Nemecha and DCL are looking like a cracking front two. And then players that came off the bench, Pirro, Justin and Gruev, giving them all 5s. They just didn't do a lot. And Okafor giving a 6. He went into that up front position again, which I'd like to see him go into a bit more often. And he did great pressing Tosin, and then got the ball off Sanchez, and that allowed DCL to score. I think Okafor did have a good game when he came on. I'd like to see him do a little bit more, but can't complain. Basically got an assist. Okafor, 6. So there we go. That's Chelsea at home, done and dusted. Let's get into the meat of it now. Let's get stuck in there with all the pre-match talk for Liverpool at home. So, Fart Presser, what do we know? I was just singing their praises before, and this is absolutely guttering. Injuries. Nemecha and DCL are doubts. God, we can't always be happy, can we? We can't. Nemecha and DCL doubts. Now, this is quite annoying because they're our best front two pairing, arguably. I'd say they are the boys. They should be the front two to lead Leeds United to Premier League safety. It's doubts though, so it's nothing too crazy. Let's just see what happens today. Let's see what happens when the team gets announced. And then, of course, he touched on Rodon getting 100 games in a row for Leeds United. an insane stat. He's saying how much of a key player he is for us. And Rodon this season has been great. He's really stepped up to the Premier League level quite well. And he also slipped in there as well that he's too busy to be thinking about January. Daniel Farke isn't thinking about January whatsoever, which I guess is a good thing because it means we're focusing on the games. But then again, we need to find ways to improve this team because this team can get a lot better with one or two class signings. But there we go. That's the Fart Presser. The Demetra and DCL stuff is just sad, but it's doubt. So hopefully that means we can see at least one of them start and then Okafor take that striker role, or we could see both of them start. So speaking of starting, let's do the starting 11. So this is where I tell you what I'd go for if I was Leeds United manager and what I think Daniel Farke will go for in today's game against Liverpool. So this is what I'd do. I'd do Perry, Goodmanson, Rodon, Strike, Beal, Bogle, same back five, and Ampadu, Gruev. I'd put Gruev back in instead of Stack because, again, I think Gruev deserves a start after the City game. He was class in that. Let him play against Liverpool because I think at this moment in time, he is better than Stack. If we're going off the performances from the City game and the Chelsea game, Gruev is better. Tanaka as well, so that's the same midfield three. And then up front, the Metro and DCL. So basically, the team that started against Chelsea, bar Stack, that's what I'd play. I think the Metro and DCL will be okay because doubts is a very like vague term and also they're quite bloody important for us as well. But this is what I think it will be. Perry, Gunnarsson, Rodon, Strike, Beal, Bogle, back five, and of course, including the goalkeeper as well. And then Ampadu, Tanaka and Stack in the midfield. And then up front, I think he might drop DCL just because DCL has that bit more of an injury record. So I think he'll go for Demetra and Okafor up front and we'll see DCL come on in the second half off the bench. So there you go. That's what I think Daniel Farke would go for. That's who I'd go for, LFU. What do you think about that? Are you happy with that lineup? Right. I've told you the lineups. Score predictions times. So, Liverpool at home. Any other season, I'd be absolutely dreading this game. But because of the way we played against City in the second half, because of the way we played against Chelsea, beating them 3-1 on Wednesday, today I've just got a really positive feeling about this. And I think we can get something against Liverpool. Whether it's a draw or a win, I think we can go do something. I'd be happy with a draw because, let's remember, this Liverpool side has been underperforming, massively underperforming. They are so much better than where they are in the league. Like, simply look at the players. They don't belong in that position in the league. So they could turn it on at any minute. And that's the thing that kind of scares me with Liverpool, is that they can do that. But we've kind of got to look at what they have been doing. And what they have been doing is, what is it, one or two wins in nine games. And they've lost loads. I think Liverpool are for the taking here. We need to, you know, strike whilst the iron's hot. That's what the saying is. We need to go do that. And I think we can do it today. I'm going with a 2-0 win. Why not? Why not? We can beat Liverpool at home today. If the atmosphere is the same as it was against Chelsea, don't get me wrong, Chelsea rivalry, big game, always going to be bouncing. Let's get that same atmosphere against Chelsea. And we can batter Liverpool. Play like we did against Chelsea, we can batter these lot. Like, we could get it to the point where they're not having a sniff. That's how bad Liverpool have been. But obviously, I wouldn't underestimate them. They do have a very strong side. They have some amazing players in there, so we can't be too confident about it. But go on, 2-0 win. That's what I think will happen. Right, so you've heard enough about me going on about Leeds United's pre-match against Liverpool. And of course, talking about that amazing night, which was Chelsea at home on Wednesday. But it's time for the wise review from Dad.
I mean, I don't think I've landed since that third goal got tapped in by Calvert-Lewin. And you know what? Farke has done it, hasn't he? He's actually changed it. And we look all right with this five at the back thing. Is it going to be enough to get us across the line with Liverpool? I mean, I think I was more confident about this game today than I was the actual Chelsea game. And so I don't know, 5-0, 6-0, who knows? I think, you know, this new formation is the future. But I will lock it in, 2-0 win. I think we're going to possibly cost Slotty's job. 2-0 I'm going for. Nice and easy, this one, isn't it?
Hey, big fight and talk there from that 2-0 win, and we could cost Slot his job. I mean, if we do win today, I don't see Slot being Liverpool manager after this, because especially after the run of form that he's had, and to go lose against another relegation battle inside, it's inexcusable. So there you go, and Dad also sounds like he hasn't recovered, has he? He sounds a bit rough. Wonder what he's been doing since Chelsea away. I think he's just continuously been partying. But there we go, LFU. There it is, all done and dusted. Episode 15 for Liverpool at home. So make sure you're following the socials, Lad to Leeds on Insta and X, of course. If you're off to the game today, go have some fun. Go have a couple pints down here. It's a late one. Let's get a bit leery and let's make Elland Road that big old cauldron that we all know and love it to be. If you're staying in a nice warm house, or if you're off to the pub, or even if you're listening to it on the radio, still go enjoy yourself. Have a cracking time. Be shouting for Leeds wherever you are. Liverpool at home. Let's go get 3 bloody points against them, and let's continue our charge up the league and away from relegation. Come on, Leeds!